Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I have a treat for you today. I finally fixed my soundboard, and I've got some new music to play. It was supposed to automatically play, so it looks like I don't have all the quirks corrected in this thing, but I'm trying. It's a beautiful day here in Northern California. It started off really cold at 40, no, I wish it was 40, at 27 degrees, and it's now nice and toasty warm because I made a big fire in the fireplace. All right, here we go, banger, Fuck the World.
No more.
was nominated for a Grammy this year, but we didn't catch it, but next year we will. okay, looks like I have another problem of this sound screeching back in the board. So, well, I just keep messing up. Here we go, Hooligan Element, please.
We'll be right back. satisfaction guarantee. I return them to the sender, note attached will read, I love to hate you, I love to hate you. And the letters that you sent for me didn't come with any satisfaction guarantee. I return them to the sender, the note attached will read, I love to hate you, I love to hate you.
The Fornicators, I Love to Hate You. Death on the Radio, Sticks and Stones. She made it up.
Chicken by the street, blame the police. Riots on the street, We want the garden, the bread and grease and France, so the kids don't stand a chance. Oh, what have we got? Oh, what have we got?
Turmoil going over in England right now. People are really protesting. That was Jayhawk with The Infirmities, Final Conviction. That boy's gone a long way. Took his wife and his little daughter to Europe and toured with his band and really had a good time. And there's a movie out about him, a documentary.
We'll be right back.
also known as COA. And the song is FSU.
I'm the messenger of God. You're doomed if you stay here.
Here we go. Stoplight. Thanks for riding. Chomping shark. Chainsaw fight. I got tongue tied. Good day, guys.
You worry about your life and you're crying every day. I try to tell you what to do, you don't listen anyway. I'm tired of you running, I'm tired of you crying. That's all you ever seem to fucking do. Fucking hear from you.
Shaft. With Hell Ride. And let me see. Okay, here we go. banger.
You're the one, you're the one, you're the one I wanna hate you, hate you. little dear when you scream. Hate you, hate you, hate you, hate you. You're the one. Warfare bombs away, I hate you.
I think they're giving him a little bit of a no mercy!
Listen, no mercy. See ya.
With the lessons of the past, fire and the faith, emotions that it never lasts.
We have a surprise coming. Guest here in the studio, Tequila Mockingbird. Hello, Tequila.
Hello, everyone. How are you, my dear girl?
Well, it's a beautiful day. It started out cold at 27 degrees, but the sun's out, and hopefully it'll get a little bit warmer. How's Southern California doing? L.A.
Yeah,
girl.
They call it, what can I tell you? It's cold. And you'd think it would be warm because we're surrounded by palm trees and sunlight. But no, it's freezing. I'm hiding under the covers myself right now.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you have a show coming up here tonight.
Yes, I do. The L.A. Punk Museum is reopening at Rubicon Records and Tapes on Edgemont and Santa Monica Boulevard, across the street from the fabulous Linoleum City.
Okay, well, everybody better get on down there and check it out. There's a lot of cool stuff to see at the Punk Museum.
Yeah, I collected flyers for 45 years of all my favorite bands, starting with Germs, Castration Squad, all the way up to now, so... Yeah, come on down. It's free, and it's from 5:30 to 9:30. And then the show will be running for quite a while. So it's a great coffee shop and a fabulous record store. So you should come down. The Cyber Cafe and Rubicon Records and Tapes. Really, really cool places.
And it's right there on Santa Monica Boulevard, right?
In Santa Monica, just below Edgemont. Yes. East Hollywood.
Very good. Very good.
Back in the day, it would have been the East Hollywood Silver Lake Barbecue Association territory.
There you go.
Yeah, so you going to play us some punk rock, girly?
Sure. What would you like to hear? Or wait a minute, maybe I'll surprise you, huh?
Why don't you surprise me?
All right, here we go. No Effects, Six Pack Girl. A whole 36 seconds.
I liked all 34 of them.
Here's one that'll take you back a ways. Bones in the Cellar, the original crankshaft with Lino Lousy on vocals.
It would be really, that was hot. But you know what I really want to hear is some rigor mortis.
I knew you were going to ask for that. Okay, well, let me play a song first while I go look for it. Here we go. Donut Shop Rock. I love the song. It's so cute. I play that song, I think about that great big donut in on top of the donut shop building in Inglewood. On my way to the racetrack, I would drive by that thing every day, that great big huge donut. Are you there, girl?
Cool. Yeah, I'm right here. I was listening to you tell that story. I'm like, Compton? Where did you say it was?
Inglewood.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know. I've never been there, but I know they have, like, don't they have a Towers there? What is that?
I have no idea.
Watt Towers. Is that what it's called? I don't know, because I don't get around much.
I was on my way to Hollywood Park, you know, racetrack, and I would drive by that, and, yeah, I never did stop there, but, you know, it was fun. That song just reminds me of it, because that great big huge donut, it's like an icon, you know, for L.A.
Sounds awesome. I only know the Hollywood Christmas sign.
Us L.A. girls, we love our Hollywood.
Girls! I love girls, I want girls, I need to get to know them.
That is a rocking tune. I love that tune. Who's that by?
ONS, Our Neighbors Suck.
I love them.
I know.
They're
I think
my
it's
new
so
favorite.
Cute. And they love us Hollywood girls.
Yes. I need that. Send me the link to that one because I want to blow that up. I love it.
Cool. Yeah, I'll do that. It's on one of the Mystic compilations.
Oh, fantastic. I can't wait. We're going to have Mystic Records at RubyCon Records and Tapes soon, and we're all excited about having your collection in our collection.
Oh, I like that idea, too. Okay, I'm still looking for Rigor Mortis, but here's some, let me see, what is this one? Oh, why is there a zero after it? Okay, well, that one's not going to go. Okay, Rainbow Girl. Oh, here we go. The Runaways. Soundboard is just everything crammed on there, and I have to go through it one song at a time. Okay, so here's another one. Let me see. Poisonous Members. Dave Anger's other band, Mad Mark Rude. Have you heard this one yet?
Oh, work. Love it.
Mad Mark Rude,
Mark Rood stories for us, Tequila?
Mark Rood put together a wonderful Olympics poster for the Punk Museum before I had the Punk Museum, when I was thinking about having a Punk Museum, but he took it away. And that's that.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, he's no longer with
party,
us.
Yeah, so all of that is in the garbage now, which is the sad part, whereas I preserve punk rock. It would be on the wall now if he hadn't taken it back.
Well, that's a shame, but, you know, he did some really wonderful artwork. And
great artist. It was the most amazing Olympics poster ever. It would have been worth a fortune by now. His work was fantastic. He was a great guy. We hung out for lots of years. I loved him dearly. Thought he was a really wonderful person.
Yeah,
did a lot of drinking with us and had a good time.
Very good. Well, that was Dave Anger's other band, Poisonous Members. He put together that song.
I like it. Very good. Did you find our band?
I've gone from top to bottom. I deleted the wrong one. I saved the one that didn't upload because it's got zeros next to it, and I accidentally deleted the other one. But
ooh.
I've got a song here I know you'll like to hear.
Yes.
Yeah.
And throw away the key. They tried to keep the very soul in me. So I hit through the mountains like a wild horse. Crap kissed my feet while the stars shared my course. And I dropped from the lakes of forbidden mystery. But I'm not running.
Big voice, Texicala Jones, someone Tequila and I watched grow up. She was, what, barely 18 when she was singing at the Café de Grand?
Yeah, sweet young thing. She's already a rock star in our world. She's on Slash magazine.
Right on.
Yes, good times with Texacala. I just had her play at my club at the Oracle recently. And she's just as
sweet
as ever.
I remember, yeah.
Yep, yep. So I'm reading the Punk Rock Museum in Las Vegas, and construction is in the final stretch, and then they're headed into exhibit design, then install. But you can see the Punk Museum in Los Angeles, which has been doing shows since, for 12 years now. We've been doing installs all over L.A. just because we love punk rock and we love punk rock art. So that is what we do. We are a resource for artists who do live, breathe, and rock. So that is what we do. We're not so interested in whatever. Anyway, that's what we do.
Well, you know, Monkey Do Productions has been around a lot longer than that.
Oh, yeah. I started with New Wave Theater early.
Early
80 to 83, I was doing New Wave Theater, and we introduced the world to Black Flag, Circle Jerks, X, Go-Go's, Gears, everybody like that was starting out, Nervous Gender.
But remember, Tequila, you're not punk rock.
That's what I've heard. I've heard I'm not. I just happened to be there at the beginning. But, you know, let's just go back to 74 when I was hanging out with the Dolls.
There you go. Well, I know that you used to manage Rigor Mortis, and I did not delete the song I found in the trenches.
Yay!
Yay!
Rigor Mortis! We'll be right back.
Oops.
Yeah.
I hit the wrong button. Sorry about that. Yeah, Rigor Mortis.
Rest in peace, my dear Big Ed.
Yeah, he was such a nice guy.
He was wonderful. I miss him all the time.
I think about him quite often, too.
Yeah, well, what we do know is we're all on the guest list. We just don't want to get to that party yet.
Not quite ready yet, that's true.
That's right.
And I would like to know more about this this club that you have booked, that you book for like a year in advance.
Oh, well, I'm just saying that the museum's going to be up for a long time, so everybody can come visit. It will be happening at Rubicon Records and Tapes for quite a long time, so you can all come to that location. It's a wonderful coffee shop, so you can sit around and look at punk rock posters and read books and do your computer work and have a lovely coffee and hang out with us. Or you can come downtown on a Sunday and hang out with my band and all of our special guests, which is another free event that you're welcome to attend.
At the Oracle Tavern, downtown Los Angeles.
Absolutely. 1640 North Spring Street.
Yeehaw.
And it's another coffee shop, and people serve beer, so don't worry about that. If you're thirsty, we'll be there for you.
There you go.
So, my darling, I'm so happy I could stop in on your show. I think you're doing a great job keeping punk alive. That's what Darby said, what we're doing.
Aww. Thank you.
That's That's right.
We do our best, you know.
Yes, we do, girly. So I will stay in touch.
Okay. Well, thank you for dropping in, Tequila.
Right, thank you, my darling, and I will catch up with you soon.
All right. Have a good day. See you soon.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Go!
Buddy, it sucks.
On the radio. Out of my SNL head. Paul's Confession with Feline. That's the last song for the night. We've been tearing it, or the day, we've been tearing it up for 2 hours here, and it's time to say party or go home. And I hope you had a good time. See y'all next time. Bye, Tequila.
Bye, darling.